Oh my God, Sam, it's our homegirl.
Yo, yo, Angie Kent joins us all the way from Sydney. Morning, Angie girl.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. And Ashy here is, she's worried about you because, well, we've got the world premiere of your movie happening here tomorrow night and you can't be here.
I know. I'm absolutely devastated.
This is not cool, Ange. I mean.
No, it's. No.
So much hard work. Now, this is your first movie, The Possessed. Talk us through the experience. It was pretty cool, yeah?
Yes, it was so good. It was so hardcore. Being on a set like that, being on a set alone is hardcore. But then when you're dealing with, like, entities and, you know, like, oh, it was full on. Hey, like, we had to have somebody, like, be on set to kind of, like, clear us just in case we took any negative spirits home. It was wild.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. It was full on. Was there a day where that happened where you felt like there was something like a demon inside you or something like that and you had to get it cleared before you left?
Yeah, I actually did because I get really bad sleep paralysis. So one of the nights I went home and I felt somebody sitting on my chest and like chanting, speaking in tongues. And I had to tell them the next day. And he was like, yeah, you must have taken something home. And I was like, oh, my God.
Stop it.
You pinched something from the set, Ange, haven't you?
I did.
Or other than that, it was Chris Sun going, you forgot your bloody lines. Ah, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was just me dreaming of Chris getting angry at me.
And look, that does happen. I've had the pleasure of working with Christopher Sun once before or twice before now.
Twice, huh?
And he's an interesting character. And speaking of possessed, I mean, there can't be too many more people with demons coursing through them than Chris Sun. So I guess he's the best man to be there.
He really is. He certainly knows how to make a set interesting, that's for sure. But he was great to work for.
What was your highlight, Ange, making this movie? Like, was there one thing that stood out? Was it someone's rider? Was it something that happened during the movie? Was it an experience that you had?
I mean, there was so much for me. I think it was more so, you know, going from the television world where I was just I've always been myself. Hey, I've never really had to learn lines or anything. I just had to be me put in random situations. whereas now, you know, I was like standing next to John Jarrett, like learning lines, being somebody that wasn't me. Like that was huge. I never thought that I would do something like that.
Yeah, that's cool, hey?
Yeah.
Now, tell us about the movie because people are going to get excited about it for tomorrow night. Is it what you would call a classic horror film or is it more of a thriller?
No, it's definitely more horror. It's inspired by actual events. It's about an accidental exorcist who actually did live on the Sunshine Coast. I don't think he lives there anymore. So it's like based on a real story. So he would go around and actually do these, you know, exorcisms on people that thought that they had demons in them. And it's kind of us going around, you know, getting demons out of people, I guess you could say, without giving away too much. But it's full on. It's scary.
So who's your character? Do you play an exorcist assistant or are you someone who's been possessed yourself that has a demon ripped out?
Well, look, we'll have to wait and see.
You big tease.
I love that.
That was good.
You'll have to wait and see. Maybe I'm both. Maybe I'm none. Who knows?
Maybe you're the demon.
I very well could be. Watch this space.
All right.
Hey, Ange, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We love having you on our show. Make sure when you're back on the sunny coast, you come and hang out.
Yeah, come back
soon. I can't wait to be able to. Well, you've got to speak to Anastasia. She's the one that's not letting me in.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, I'll talk to her. I'll say, look, Ange needs to come back and have a little cheeky Friday Arvo Marg with Sam and I. And we really need to make this happen. So,
yes. Open the borders, Anna.
Already. Come on.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
See you, lovely.
See you, Spunky.
Bye.